Not recording.
Hello.
Welcome back. The Scrunchy AF Podcast. It's your host, Becky. Yes, another episode. Episode number
six.
Yeah. I was like, what is it? I don't know the number. Okay, so this episode is about
sustainability, the big S.
How to be, tips, tricks.
How weird.
What is sustainable?
So sustainability, I feel like it's about longevity, giving back, and not being an over-consumer, right? Trying to save the planet, but not saving everybody, trying to just do your part.
Yeah, I immediately think of the landfill. It's the first thing that pops into my head.
Oh, yeah.
That could be reused. That's sitting in a landfill.
Yeah.
We don't need to keep producing more of whatever this team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, being green, right? That's like a thing, right? That's like kind of like a being green, being, how do you say, self-sufficient with what you consume. Like you were talking about your jars that you were saying, you know.
Yeah, Katie, tell us about your jars.
Right. I am a jar hoarder.
Mm-hmm.
In my jars. Basically, if there's a cool jar, a spaghetti sauce container, an olive container, any type of thing that I am buying in the store and it comes in a cool jar, I will save it. I will use it for everything. We just had an amazing salad. And if you look in my cabinets, all the salad ingredients are in some type of jar.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of okay, let me back up. What I hate is that I am buying plastic things, you know, so sunflower seeds in a giant plastic container, and I'm putting it in jars. What's the point, right? One, it does keep the fish there. But two, I think that's where our society could grow in sustainability is, you know, packaging things in long-term sustainable packaging.
Yeah.
Florida's way behind the ball on that.
I know
a lot of cool places, like in California, for example, that you can go that are, you buy in bulk.
Yeah.
From directly from a container, you bring your own glass jars.
Whole Foods does that.
Oh, do they?
Mm-hmm.
There's no Whole Foods out here.
I know.
But if there was, that would be my number one thing, would be taking that stuff. So
it's
kind of silly to be buying plastic, putting it into a glass jar, but
right.
But you're giving the jar a second life. So it's not just a single use glass container.
Heat to throw away anything glass. Because in my mind, again, it's going to go sit in a landfill and glass doesn't break down.
Yeah.
And they don't recycle out here. I know everybody's going to say, oh, why don't you recycle? There is no recycling out here. I have to pay for private trash out here.
Yeah.
It is not.
Same.
Like mom and pop company to come take our trash away. So
yeah,
definitely not doing any recycling. And it hurts my heart.
Yeah.
My thirst.
Well, and you use it for propagating plants and for seed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Your morning coffee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And tell us about that, you know, with you doing the glass stuff. There was that story about that guy who does the same thing. Can you tell us? Tell our viewers that story. Okay. We have these conversations that are not recorded. And we're like, we need to say these things on this podcast.
Something recording.
Can we just have a, like, always recording? Yeah.
So I saw this video on Instagram. There was this guy out in California, and he is like a zero waste consumer or anti-consumer, I guess. And he has one glass jar that he uses until the end of its life cycle. So whether that's a pasta jar, a pasta sauce jar, or something that he has dug out of a friend's recycle bin, he cleans it up and he takes it with him everywhere. So if he goes to a local coffee shop, instead of using their container, he hands them his glass jar to fill with coffee.
It's
and
crazy.
He uses that container until it's, you know, broken or beyond repair. He recycles it and then he digs out another one from another person's recycle bin. I think that's incredible. And he uses it to take his lunch to go for leftovers at restaurants, like everything.
That's good.
Yep.
Imagine if everybody did that. Just imagine like how much less we would have in our landfills and things like that. I wonder how hard that is, like how hard to keep a glass, you know? Yeah. Oh, like they allow you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 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 Mm-hmm.
And now they do.
Oh, really? So you can bring your own stuff? Oh, okay. So if anybody does drink that, I guess I didn't. If they didn't know that, I guess that's a thing now. Oh, incentives are good.
Yeah. Well, I would, so anybody listening to this podcast, we would love to hear from you guys.
Right.
Your stories and your thoughts on using a recycled
glass
container or jar. And, you know, is this something that you think would be realistic, especially in your area?
Mm-hmm. I think using that is fine for adults. I think what the hard thing is with children.
Yeah.
Because glass breaks and you don't want to give your kid a glass anything.
Jars are pretty durable.
They are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Do your kids use glass to drink?
Don't.
Okay. It's hard to keep that.
Well, so I have two little ones. And when we give them bottles to send to school, when they were, you know, drinking out of bottles, you know, we had the debate, are we going to do glass or are we going to do regular bottles? We did regular bottles, but there are a lot of glass options out there. So, you know, for the next baby, maybe that's something we explore, using glass bottles. Or I've even seen people use little miniature mason jars. And then they just put different type of like sippy cup or nipples on, like bottle nipples on top of it. And then you're just using something you can reuse later on. So once the baby's not using a bottle anymore, you can reuse it for, you know, food or whatever. So we didn't explore that option, but it's definitely something I would like to.
Yeah, I didn't think about that when I had my baby. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So talking from a mother's perspective, our sustainability, we did cloth diaper both babies. So Hudson, we cloth diapered during the COVID, which I think was actually a great idea because we didn't have to go out and get diapers. Yeah. But, you know, once we sent them to daycare, you know, you have to.
Yeah, you can't just
send disposable.
Right.
But we did our.
There's good companies out there that are using like nice, good materials. Like, right? I mean, is Honest one of those or no? Is it?
More recycled content.
Okay.
They're going to break down, not be stuck in the landfills. But cloth diapering, I mean, that was an experience. We just recently stopped with our youngest. He's 10 months old now because he's full time in daycare. It just didn't weigh out using them 2 days during the weekend and the amount of laundry we would have to do.
It
was not sustainable because we would have to run the washer so many times.
Right. And that's another thing.
Small loads.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Just trying to weigh it out. But yeah, definitely a great experience.
Yeah.
If any of our listeners want any tips and tricks, I'm happy to share our experience with cloth diapers. And
yeah.
Yes, too. We use the same ones for both kids. It was a one-time purchase.
Mm-hmm.
So we saved probably thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
And saved all of those diapers from landfills.
Mm-hmm. I think when it comes to like the parent mother thing, I think the thing that I did that was sustainable was the nipple coverings for when you are breastfeeding, you can like use to cover so they won't leak. They were cloth and they're organic material. And I still have those now. Like, you know, I just wash them and I reuse them. You know, every time. Yeah, you just kind of slip them in and that was it. So that's like another way. I know. Right. If you did have, I mean, I don't know how I got into the mother stuff, but it is true. And everybody's, you know, dealing with that stuff. But, you know, that's just two good, I guess, tips for how to do that. Glass.
What about you, Kate? What are some?
I mean, you do the glass thing. You do the glass thing. Oh, yes. I do those too. I do those. Mm-hmm. Right.
I think, you know, I can't be perfect.
Right.
If I.
Way
versus those people that you literally make a sandwich in the morning,
Bag,
take it to work, eat your sandwich,
throw it away. I do that too. For someone who takes their lunch every day, like I do that, and I always wonder, like, a lot of people actually don't even take their lunch. So, if anything, at least you're doing that, right? So, yeah. Oh yeah, I use like these little mason jar. They're like small, and
the miniature ones. We do that for baby food because they're 4 ounces.
Yeah, the little 4 ounces. I put like I make my own like strawberry jelly, so I put that in base, and then I put like a plain probiotic yogurt on top of it, and then I just drizzle some honey, and I close that, and then that's my.
That sounds
my,
delicious.
You know, and that's like you know that's like my so I use a glass. It's glass, but sometimes also glass is heavy, so just make sure that. If you're going to have a bunch of glass, it's clinking around. But yeah, those bags help. And you have to wash. Obviously, it's just more work, right? People are like, it's more work. I have to clean them. I'm like, well, I mean, then don't be sustainable, I guess. Whatever. You know, like, I don't know. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm trying really hard. It was like halfway through last year and then this year, of course. I'm making an effort to not be an overconsumer.
Right.
Get sucked into social media and having the newest, best product.
Yeah.
Try this product, and all these beauty influencers are just like shoving it down our throats to buy the newest thing.
Right.
You know? And I'm like, no, I want to use what I have.
And like lotions into like skincare, like that stuff too is huge. So many companies. Yeah. Then they're in bottles, like they're in little plastic. Like use it up completely. Right. Okay. Yeah. Biodegradable stuff.
They're all, yeah. Some of them, everything I buy is eco-friendly.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Like an icon thing, right? Yeah. Right. That's interesting. I feel like there's a shout out to one of my friends, Leanne, I call her my Buddha because she's so but whatever. She's so sweet and gave me like this cream, like body kind of butter. And it was so cool. It was like small. It was a little biodegradable thing, container. And it had a picture of the person who made it and all the ingredients. And it was like so cool because it was a biodegradable thing. It's not like it wasn't glass, but it was like, they're on the right, you know, step of like trying to change the way they package things. I think packaging is like crazy. Oh, yeah. The shampoo bars. Yes. Not the bottle. Yes. Traveling is a big thing, though. Like people love to travel. There's so many people. Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's, I mean, plastic's the death of us.
Fillable little containers that you can put
them in. Yeah.
Or you can use the mason jars.
Right.
Well, you couldn't fill them up all the way. It happened to be.
Yeah. Right. I mean, the traveling, that could be like a whole other thing. Like, I don't travel, so I don't know.
I'm traveling next week.
Oh, you are? Okay. Oh, yeah. Are you flying?
Flying.
Oh, okay. So how do you be sustainable while you fly? That would be great. We would love that. We'd like to know your trip.
Maybe I'll channel a little mini mason jar.
Yeah. Well, you can bring your own, something about being sustainable. You can't, you know, bring liquids with you through tucking and everything. But if you bring an empty water bottle or an empty jar, you can have it filled up once you
get
the
there.
And that's one thing. It's less like, oh, I'm going to stop at this and buy a bottle of water, plastic bottle.
Yeah.
You can have your own empty one right with you. That's things.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Becky, what about you? What are some ways? Oh, sorry. I know you're about to take a sip.
No, you're good.
What are you drinking,
guys? Oh, yes. Sorry. I'm drinking Gold Thread Plant-Based Tonics, Elderberry Defense, Boost Immunity, and Carry On. Yeah. Courtesy of Kaya. Because,
I already drank mine. This one still have the green.
You had the green defense, was it?
It's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's good. It had not algae. What was in it?
Chlorophyll.
Liquid
chlorophyll.
Yeah.
It had nettle leaf, rose hips.
Yeah. This has a lot too. It has elderberry, hibiscus, Greek mountain mint. Yes. And we're saving Katie the jars. Saving they're in the glass. Jars. I'm drinking in a glass. I'm being sustainable. I'm drinking in a glass. Yeah. That's going to be recycled by Katie.
The plants
that do. Yes. Actually, I save a lot of glass just like Katie does. So if I don't make my own dressing, I do love, what is it called? I swear the brain is so bad. I forgot what they're called, but it comes in a glass and I save all of those and I wash it out and I save them and I just hoard them for maybe one day having to use them. But I want to make my own vanilla extract. So I'm using the way that the bottle is shaped. Like I was looking at Amazon before I was like, okay, I want to do this. Yeah, they're like, no, it's dressing bottles, but they're glass and they're small, like just like the size of like, just if you Google or if you're on Amazon and you like put vanilla extract or whatever, it's going to give you these bottles, like these kind of size, like 8 ounce type of like. And so you can buy those, obviously. But then I saw that this, you know, specific company puts these, you know, dressings in there. And I was like, oh, these are perfect. So I do yeah, save a lot of those. And then I just store them. I use a lot of mason jars, you know, that I have. And I, no. Swing top? Okay. Let me see. Yes, yes. Oh, yeah. I have those two, the swing top. Yeah. So I have those two. I went to I went to the Renaissance Festival like a couple years ago, and you can get like a drink in there, and they had like the nice glass. So I still have that, like, and they're blue and different colors. So I save that, like anything with the top, because I'm going to make my own kombucha at some point. And so I'm saving all of that for that, you know, because you can burp, you know, with that. And so, yeah, so I save glass. I definitely could do better at saving or recycling things. I think it does hurt me too to throw away a lot of stuff like you, especially that I live like on so much like land that I'm just where do I go to recycle this stuff? But I compost a lot of things. I chop and drop. Yeah. So like where my bananas are, anything that I... that's food, I just put it in there. Like you can like pretty much make a huge hole, dig a huge hole in the bananas and just throw all your scraps in there and then cover it. Yeah. So I do that a lot. Like chop and drop is called. You chop and you drop it and you leave it there and then it will go ahead and break apart. No. Oh, you just layer everything on top. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it'll just got, I mean, obviously there's animals, you gotta, you know, if you have bears, you know, stuff like that, that would be a problem. But, you know, that's what I do. I chop and drop when it comes to the garden. If when I had chickens, I would give my chickens like the, yeah, greens and stuff like that. If I had, I want pigs one day. When I have pigs, that's going to be my garbage disposal because they eat everything. If you don't move, they'll eat you. You know, like they will eat anything. Fun fact, you know what I'm saying? So animals is a great way to be sustainable, I guess, in a way. If you're not too many animals, but just like a little hobby, like a homestead or whatever, you can give your animals food like that. So that's a way to be sustainable, and that's how I used to do it with my chickens. And then when it comes to children, I do the, you know, when packing my daughter lunch, I do that for her because she doesn't have to get the tray or whatever in school. She's always taking a lunchbox. Her teacher's always like, "What's in here? Her book bag is so heavy." I have like a little, like the little suitcase one, rolly one, just because I don't want her back to be. And so she uses that, and I put her water bottle in there, and then her, you know, her lunch, you know, that's always packed with, you know, all the goodies that I want her to eat that she likes. And so that's to be sustainable, always packing her lunch, you be using those things. And then I'm trying to think of other way. I mean, the garden is a huge thing, you know, because you can use it, you know, to be sustainable. I don't have to buy, I don't know, if you buy lettuce or something, it comes in plastic, right? I don't have to buy stuff like that. If I'm growing it, that's being sustainable. I don't have to go and buy, I think, fruit. I don't have fruit trees right now, but something like fruit, right? Like when you have a bag of whatever. So that's being sustainable, I think, that I do. And also, I think I buy in bulk.
Oh, yeah.
That's a way.
That's insane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, decrease any way to decrease packaging is a good thing to do. Huh? Oh, yeah, we burn. Yeah.
My husband is always saying this.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
We have a compost bin yet.
Right.
But there's a lot of things that we can burn. Mm-hmm. You know, that way we're not just throwing it in the landfill. So if we can't recycle cardboard or boxes or Amazon packages or whatever, we can burn.
I'm glad you said that about boxes because hey, I don't know. I mean, you can say what you want, but everybody buys something from Amazon, okay?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
With those boxes, as long as you take off the tape, I just use that to make my garden. So I just...
Weed prevention.
Yeah, you can do, what is it called? No-till gardening with that. You just kind of put the cardboard on top to start that. Mm-hmm, yeah, so use that. I mean, that's a way. Yeah, I don't know. I think anything else I probably don't remember right now, but that's like the main things. And also I use glass, any type of glass, to put flowers in because I'm a big flower person. So I'm not always have to buying a vase. Or if someone is gifting you a vase, keep it. Right. And you don't always have to, yeah, re-gift them. Ooh, gift bags. Katie... Tell us, Katie. To each other?
If it's a good bag.
She used it for my baby shower.
Mm.
And it was pink cheetah?
Something.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I didn't buy bags that are made out of recyclable materials.
Okay.
Or I save bags that I'm given. So if somebody else okay. has a bag, I have a giant thing of gift bags because I want to re-gift it to you. If I go, I have no shame in this. If I go to a party or your kids' party and you take out the bag and then you go to throw it in the trash, I will take it back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I love that.
Please and thank you. I love that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Recently, that the terminology they use, but basically, I want to say open funeral.
Yeah.
Showers where they prefer people to bring.
Oh, right. Yeah. I think about that. Like, it's already there, right? Why wrap it? Yeah.
Katie, I'm stealing that idea mm-hmm. for my son's birthday.
Oh, yeah. Be sustainable and don't wrap your gift.
Don't wrap the gift.
I love that. It's great. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Just hide them and then just put them in the closet. Everybody put your gifts in the closet. When we open it, it's going to be awesome. Oh, yeah. 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 Newspaper.
So baby shower tip. If any of our listeners have friends that are planning a baby shower, mm-hmm. one thing that we did for our first one, which unfortunately it was during COVID, so mm-hmm. I didn't get to have the full baby shower. Mm-hmm. But on the invitations, we asked all of the attendees to send a used book. Or to write, like to go to your local store or even a book that you have in your home and write a little personal note and re-gift a book.
Oh, I love that.
That kind of, passes it along mm. rather than just collecting dust or ending up in a landfill.
Mm. Right.
Sustainability in that aspect.
Yeah.
I hate buying toys for gifts. For this Christmas, I mean, we did money. And I hate giving money because it seems like there's no thought behind it. Mm-hmm. But I could not stand to buy toys that were going to be ripped apart. Pieces were going to be lost before the kids even left my in-laws' house.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
instead, something that you want or something that you
stole. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that kills me. I just cannot get behind buying more and more toys. Yeah. I would rather buy your children experiences. Like, I'll pay for a membership to go to the science center.
Right. Yeah, because a lot of toys come in those like boxes that they're like weirdly shaped. But I was just thinking, like, if you have all those, you can actually just get all those and wet them and make like paper mache. Use that. You can do it ways. But yeah, you need to do that. But yeah, the toy itself, it will. Yeah, I feel like that's a whole other thing. And I also want to talk about the kitchen. Like, I just bought these reusable paper towels. So I have them. So I have paper towels right now. I do. And I'm waiting for them to finish off the pack. And then I have them already. I'm using them right now a little bit still. And yeah. So it's like, it's cool. It's like a wrap, but it has a bunch of them, like as bulky as what you would buy in the store, like how bulky, how many are in there. So I'm going to see how that works.
How many times can you use the same paper towel?
I think it depends what you're wiping down. You know, obviously, if you're wiping down some food and it's all crusty, you don't want to use that for anything. But if it's like liquid, I would just wash it. Like, for example, like wiping down my cabinets or, my countertops, I would, use the tea towel or use these and it's kind of like, wash them through the water and then with hot water or something, and then let it dry out and then reuse it. It just all depends on what you're cleaning. But yeah, I started that. So that's another way I'm being sustainable is doing that. So I'm excited. I know.
That's really cool. Well, back to toys. So thrifting.
Oh, yes.
So I worked at Plato's Closet for 6 years.
Shout out Plato.
When I was in high school and into college. And I mean, buying used clothing has never been like a scary thing in my household. So I kind of grew up, getting hand-me-downs. And I actually loved it because, those clothes that are going to fast fashion. Right. Fast fashion. Most of the time, somebody will wear something one time and then it's thrown away.
But we all knew about those clothes we bought in college.
Yeah.
Where we bought them from Charlotte Russe or wherever.
Oh, yeah.
This is good for one wash. And you wash it once and it falls apart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a quality.
Yeah.
We
go buy one outfit.
It's bad quality.
Go out, we're like, oh, I'm never going to wear this again because it's cheap. Mm-hmm. Fast fashion is the bane of my existence.
Oh my God.
It's so wasteful.
Yeah.
But items that have, that can be reused, I feel like are so big. I mean, both of my kids, most of their clothes come from our local friends, their children. So hand-me-downs, items that, you know, their kids outgrew.
Right.
And then local thrift stores. Because we want my kids to get in the habit of reuse, recycle.
Right.
And then when those items, you know, when my oldest is done with it and outgrows it, I go through items that are still in good condition, get passed down to the next child.
Yeah.
And then when they've lived their best life, then, you know, then we can... Awesome. But they've gone through how many kids at that point? And, you know, even Chelsea, her son got a whole bag full of clothes that went through both of my kids. And some of them came from somebody else's
kid. And they're still gently used.
And they're still gently used.
Right. They're growing quickly. Right.
If at all.
Yeah.
And so right. And toys. We have a lot of hand-me-down toys.
Yeah.
Both of the swings that I had for both of my boys came from somebody else's child. And I mean, a lot of what we have items that we're going to end up getting thrown away,
right?
And we are able to reuse
to
somebody else.
Yeah, that's like that's what like almost everything.
I'll hold on to them. I'll make a Katie.
Oh yeah, just in case. No, Katie does not have kids. No, and I think that's a great thing because not everybody's a mom. You know what I'm saying? Like, just because you're a woman doesn't mean you're a mom. You know what I'm saying? Like, Katie, you don't have kids and that's fine. Like, whatever.
But I don't think we're meant to.
No, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Sustainable. Oh, cloth diapers.
Right.
Let me do this. Let me do that.
Right. Like, if you're a boy mom, Kaya, girl mom, me. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. No, that's great. I feel like, what? Once upon a child. Yeah. Yeah. See, you know already. Look at that. Yeah. Oh. Yes.
Oh, for
sure. Yeah. Reuse and recycle. Yes. Oh, I'm about to say books. Yes. Books. Reuse them.
$1 for a book. And
yeah.
It's like, but you know how many books are going to end up in the landfill?
Yeah. And I love books. Like the physical thing of books is great, but you know, just share. Or have you seen those little pop up little things?
The right? Library. I think I'm going to make one outside.
Right? Yeah. You know that lady that I was obsessing about, Amanda Pike? She has that in front of her house. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Wouldn't that be so cool?
Many places that you can donate books to, kids' classes that need it, and, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like books are a good way to start, if anything. You know, like, yeah.
Adding a message in there. So we're getting rid of a greeting card.
Exactly.
And honestly, I'm one of those people, I do not give birthday cards either.
Yeah. I need to get birthday cards.
Yes. How much pictures and they're going to read it right away. Right. Yeah. Memories. No. Yeah. Oh, yeah. A handwritten note. I mean, people make their own like paper. I mean, I don't know how to do that.
That's intense.
But I want to be super sustainable. I guess there's levels. Zero.
Yeah, that is a level
10. Crunch level 10 is making your own paper.
I mean, okay, so that's a good topic. What crunch or scrunchy level do you think you are for sustainability?
Oh, I'm not great. I'm going to say like a 5.
Okay.
Yeah, I could be better.
So pure scrunch.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm pretty high, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one thing I could cut back on, which I already have cut back on, is like Dunkin' Donuts single use plastic.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right. Really? Why? Really? Oh, political stuff? Okay. See, I don't know crap.
We haven't had the news in our house for 10 years.
I know. I'm just like, I don't know. I mean, social media is usually how I get my news, which is not great, but you know.
I get it from my mother. She's my news.
Oh, really?
And my weather forecast.
Weather, I know. I know the weather because of the gardener and me, but Oh, but oh, really? Oh my God!
For another podcast.
Yeah.
I have already cut down on, and I could stand to cut down more.
Right.
Maybe once a week I'm getting Dunkin' Donuts at this point, if that. If that. So maybe once every 2 weeks. Mm-hmm.
That's where the scrunchie comes out.
That's where the scrunchie comes out. Because yeah. Sometimes you just need, you know, a quad shot of espresso. You really do.
Right. Okay.
But, you know, and on top of that, so I don't drink coffee like that. Oh, but I buy my coffee in big jugs.
Yes.
Plastic. Yes. But I'm saving them. Mm-hmm. And I cut the tops off and they are pots.
Okay.
Yeah. So I save that plastic that was single use. I cut the top off, put holes in the bottom.
Right.
And there's a pot that I'm using to grow other things. So,
yeah.
You know,
it does
have a second life. So I'm still getting coffee, but I'm using that.
So you say you're what? Like what number? 7? And what are you, Kaya?
I don't know. I'd say we're probably like 8.
Wow. I love that.
If you come to my house, it's sometimes a little embarrassing because chances are we won't have paper towels to use. Mm. We never have Kleenex. We are a very minimal single paper use household.
Minimalist, yeah.
We use toilet paper for Kleenex, for wiping down
things. Oh, yeah.
When I clean the toilet, guess what? I'm using toilet paper and flushing it.
Yeah. Right, right.
So we rarely have paper towels.
Towels with my mom.
Probably the single roll will last all year.
Oh wow, that's great.
Cleaning,
cleaning.
We hardly use chemical-based products.
Yeah.
So actually, I just started doing this the past couple of years. We buy a real Christmas tree every year. I know that's probably not sustainable, but we do like for the holidays, we have a real Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm, I do too.
At the end of its life, we will trim off a lot of the stem.
Yeah.
And we put the pine needles in a big jug
of
white vinegar. We let it sit. I put lemon essential oils in it.
We love it.
Last year, I tried one with lemon and then a second jar with lemongrass. Mm-hmm. And we let it sit for about 6 to 8
weeks. Do you let it to wet dry or doesn't have to be dry?
What's dry?
The pine needles or no? Okay, because no judgment, I still have my tree. I know. Yes. No, it's completely bare because I was waiting for it to give it to somebody who has goats. No. So they can eat it because goats love them.
I've heard that. Yeah.
But like, I haven't been able to do it, but I'm like, they're super dry right now. So I'm like, can I?
You can totally do it.
Okay.
Sure.
So I'm just going to do that then. I'm just going to do that.
It probably doesn't matter the level of dryness.
Okay, I'm going to do that.
Our tree was pretty dead.
Yeah, it's dead. It's just sitting there. No, it's in my house, but it has nothing in it, nothing on it. It's just completely dry. Like, it's like a huge herb drying.
Yes, I love that.
So I think I'm gonna do that.
Yeah,
because I was waiting to just give it to somebody, but I think I'm gonna take out all the pine needles and then just get the bark of it and throw it where my bananas are. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's big.
Well, where ours is,
love that though.
Ours is still on our side yard.
Okay.
So for what's left of it,
it's breaking down.
It's
breaking down.
Put it in our compost.
10 years
bin.
From now, breaking
but
down.
Actually, so one of my friends is replanting theirs in their yard.
What?
And then next Christmas,
is it cold enough for
that?
They're
gonna cut it down and use it again, and then replant it.
Is it?
I don't know. That so Christmas trees take a long time to grow. So that's okay.
So I'm curious.
Yeah, but you know that late that. Amazing woman, Amanda Pike. She doesn't even have a Christmas tree. She uses her palm trees and she decorates that.
Can we make my fig?
Yes!
The holiday fig.
Yes! Yeah, that's what she does.
But yeah, so the vinegar cleaner. So anybody who doesn't know,
right.
Bleach actually does not kill bacteria. Bleach kills viruses, not bacteria. Bacteria will actually thrive from bleach. So when you are cleaning your shower and your toilet with bleach, it is not killing bacteria. You're actually spreading bacteria on your kitchen counters when you're using bleach. White vinegar is what you need to be using.
Yeah.
So
you do that with pine needles. I do it with oranges. I do orange peels. I do that. Yeah. I do that too.
So ours, the pine needle spray, we use to clean the floors, the countertops.
That's
if
great.
If you ever come over to my house, our house will smell like white vinegar and pine needles.
Yeah. Baking soda, use that.
That's what we use.
Yeah.
And
Castile soap.
Oh, yeah. Castile soap.
Well, yeah.
The big soap.
I use Dr. Bronner's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. A new hand soap. Every time you need a new hand soap, I use the same glass hand soap.
Yeah.
And refill it multiple times.
Right. We
had the same ones for years, like 3 houses ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's important because people out there will just buy a new soap and throw it.
Yeah.
And we even did the solid.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right, right. I use a spray, like something like that, but like in the kitchen, you know, when you spray the oil, instead of buying the tin can with that sprays olive oil, I actually buy like a glass, I guess, spray bottle thing, but used for the oil because oil's really thick. Yeah. And I spray. I use that for the oil spray, I guess. So yeah, I do that in the kitchen. But yeah, same thing. Same concept. Yeah. I think with all those tidbits, I mean, hey, if you got nothing from this podcast, yeah, let us know, please, because I learned something today.
All of the ways. Well, in our garden, we use recycled pallets.
So oh, yes, yes. You were saying that.
A local nursery, we were buying our soil from.
Yeah.
And some plants. She had a stack of pallets.
Love pallets.
I said, hey, what are you doing with those? Yeah. And she said, nothing. And so I said, my husband will be here in 15 minutes to pick them up.
Yeah.
Got 10 pallets.
That's amazing. I love it.
And two of our garden beds.
That's awesome.
Sustainability. Shout out Frank. Yeah. Lives behind a Bonnie nursery.
Really? Oh, yes. I remember that. I love that.
Mm-hmm. One of those dumpsters where you have to climb a ladder.
Yeah.
Get in the back of it. And he brought me so much stuff to me.
We're not promoting dumpster diving.
Yeah. Do it. Do it.
But, you know, some of the tomato plants I have this year are propagations from those original tomato plants.
So cool. $5, $4. Yeah. I love that. Oh, yeah. I save my pots. That's a good thing. When you get a plant, I save those. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that. I actually soil block. So I'm very self-sufficient in the garden with that. So I soil block. I do have plastic. Like I said, I do save them and I reuse them like, I don't know, until they break down. So, right. Yes. But I soil block. We can get into that in another episode, but I do that to garden. So. That's self-sustaining. Mm-hmm.
How to be super sustainable in the garden.
Yes, yes.
Pretty conscious here about how much trash. So again, we pay for a private trash company.
Yeah.
They only come once a week.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we don't even have trash to put out.
Mm.
Like we probably take our trash out once every 2 weeks.
Wow.
So we really are pretty good here.
Yeah.
Single use things because mm-hmm. they don't need to take the trash out that often.
Right.
So every 2 weeks, then we have 100 gallon.
Like big bag, yeah. Trash, yeah.
Ooh. I love that.
Interesting. That's great. Anything else for our viewer or listeners, viewers, whoever? Yeah, let us know.
Yeah, drop us a
comment. Yes.
If anything we said was helpful or any tips that we mentioned, you'd like more information.
Yeah, let us know. Yeah, for all of our scrunchy BFFs. Yeah, just subscribe to our newsletter as well and we'll chat with you there. Yeah. Yep. Bye, guys.